Hi, and welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show. I am, as ever, your host, Emma Gunn Wardner. And in this episode, I thought we would talk about taking a moment, taking yourself off for a moment when things get a little bit too much. If you're listening to this on the day it's published, it's part of Christmas Podding, the beloved daily December podcast in 2019, and this will be going live on the 23rd of December. And for many of us, that means that we'll be either welcoming family into our homes or going to spend time with family. I love my family, I adore spending time with them, but for me, especially around Christmas, I can sometimes feel sensory overload. I personally live by myself, so whenever I need to take myself off and just, you know, be alone, it's very, very easy for me to do that. But when I'm in other people's homes, not so easy. When I'm with my family, not so easy. And I started chatting to friends about this a few weeks ago with Christmas coming up. And when I spoke to them, lots of them, regardless of their situations, people who don't live by themselves, people who have children, people who have lots of extended family who visit, they could all identify with this feeling of just wanting to just take a moment because it can sometimes seem a little bit too much. So whether you are used to living on your own and suddenly find yourself surrounded by people, or you're welcoming in extra family into your home, or you're not in your own space, all of us kind of came to the conclusion that it doesn't hurt every now and again just to be able to take yourself off and have a minute. Now, I'm a fair weather meditator, as long-time listeners will know, but I have found that taking myself off, even if that means locking myself in the loo for 10 minutes and either focusing on my breathing or following a guided meditation, makes all the difference, because that sense of overwhelm diminishes and it's like hitting a bit of a reset button. So if this is something you experience at Christmas or at any time of year, in fairness, then I thought I would do a bit of a rundown of the apps that I would guide you towards. Because when I feel overwhelmed, the inevitable outcome is that I'll snap or get irritated because I'm not very good at saying the words, "I'm feeling overwhelmed, can you give me a minute?" Although my face says it for me all of the time. And I don't want to snap or get irritated with the people I love the most in the world. So I end up stewing and just getting very, very stressed, and which is of no help to anybody. So for that reason, 10 minutes on my own using a guided meditation or doing some breathing exercises really does bring me back off that ledge. So these are the apps, and if any of this sounds relevant to you when you get to a stressed or overwhelmed state, then these really are worth having on your phone. So the first one is Simple Habit. It's excellent, especially if you're new to meditation or think meditation is all a bit woo-woo and a bit, I don't know, airy-fairy. The interface is very user-friendly and quite straightforward, so it's not, you know, there's not tinkly noises or plinky-plonky music on in the background, and it doesn't feel self-helpy at all. And it very cleverly guides you towards the content you need based on very easy-to-use menus, so it's very functional. It's like it's a very easy-to-use, easy-to-navigate interface, so it's a great one if you just need a short meditation, a bit of mindfulness, a bit of just a step out of where you are right now in your head. Another app is Buddhify. It's another great, great one worth mentioning. And if you're picking this up for the very first time, like Simple Habit, it has a great interface and makes it extremely easy to get to the content you need. It can help you take a time out, but also once you explore it a bit more, can help you tackle other issues, maybe bigger issues like sleep, eating, and relationships. I really like Unplug. This is another app definitely worth having up your sleeve. It caters for beginners absolutely brilliantly. And if you're someone who likes to track and log, then the meditation streaks and the 21 and 30 day challenges will really keep you motivated. It's a really nice one. It's very gentle with you, which I really appreciate. Another one is 10% Happier Meditation. It's another great app and particularly great for periods of overwhelm. The quick hit 10 minute meditations. If you suddenly feel like all of a sudden, maybe you were fine on your way into work and then you get into the work and with 5 minutes of sitting at your desk, you're thinking, "Oh, I'm going to throw my keyboard at someone." This is a really, really good app because these meditations are very, very quick. Plus, it also features talks for when you want something a little more engaging. It's another one. In fact, there isn't one with a bad interface, but the ones that I'm mentioning, they just have really, really amazing configurations and interfaces, and they're really, really worth using if you think that if you maybe tried them before and you weren't really sure where you were going. I do feel like apps have got a lot better at understanding how to get the most out of it for the user. Now, I know it's my fifth one, but you know I'm going to say Headspace because I've been using it for a while and its co-creator, Andy Puddicombe, came on the show a few months ago, and I will link to that episode in the show notes because his insights on how to make meditation work for you are utterly fascinating. I love the different packs you can work through, whether it's to help you with sleep, focus, or anxiety. They also have meditations that are 2 minutes long when you need an SOS. I really do feel like Headspace has really spoken to its community. It has a massive community of meditators and said, what do you need? And every time someone has said, I really need this, they have then created it. But a note on the shorter meditations. The thing I've learned, even though I'm not consistent with my meditation, but the thing I've learned is that meditation, or the ability to meditate and meditate well, is really a muscle that you build. So the more you do it, the more you get out of it, the stronger that muscle gets. So if you start with a 2 minute meditation with no run up to it, although I'm sure it might slow down your breathing, you might also come to the end of it and think, well, that didn't work, and dismiss meditation. Please don't do that. Meditation takes practice. Keep doing it, keep practicing, and eventually those 2 minute meditations will work for you because you would have done all of the work with the 10 minute meditations and the packs that they have within that app. And then those 2 minute meditations will be real life rafts that you can use when you need them. But I just wouldn't advise them as an entry point. That's what I'm trying to get at. Another app is Insight Timer. A great choice as it features literally thousands of guided meditation and talks by leading experts in meditation. And seriously, there's an amazing library of talks from neuroscientists, psychologists, and mindfulness experts. If you want to understand exactly how mindfulness and meditation work and the actual physical changes they can cause within the brain, these are an excellent resource if you want to geek out on meditation. Trust me. And again, it'll be no surprise that I mentioned Calm, as the creator Michael Aston Smith was on the show a couple of years ago. And as I'm sure you'll know, if you're a long-time listener, I have used it myself. When it comes to sleep, this really is an excellent app. But like the other apps, if you just need to tap into that place that'll stop you snapping, it also has some great resources.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention just before I close this show off with a special app is the Wim Hof app. Now, it's not necessarily guided meditation as such, but he has some brilliant breathing exercises on there. And the other day, I was extremely overwhelmed. I think I've already mentioned this on a previous episode of one of the Christmas pods. And I thought, right, Emma, go for a walk. Go for a walk. You like walking outside. Go for a walk in the park. Chill out. Don't put any music on. Listen to the birds. Listen to the wind in the air. Just calm down. And then my brother had sent me the link to a Wim Hof breathing exercise, and it really, 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 really helped. So I highly, highly recommend that too. I know we've talked a lot about meditation, but what goes hand in hand with meditation is breathing. And with the Wim Hof app, the breathing that you do just has a physical effect of calming down, not just your body, but your mind. So I really want to steer you towards that. And they're really easy to do. And actually you get I don't know about you, when I finish a meditation, I normally feel quite calm. It feels quite gentle coming out of it. But when I finish the breathing, the guided breathing techniques, and was it breathing meditation? Well, it's a guided breathing exercise. I come out of it with a real sense of physical achievement as well as mental achievement. So it's one to note. And then finally, I did want to mention Meditation for Kids. Headspace has a great selection of mindfulness packs for children, and Stop, Breathe and Think Kids is its own app devoted to meditation for children. And again, the interface has been catered really specifically to entice them in, to get them excited about it so that they get a sense of achievement. But the interface is always also quite childlike and friendly. It's really, really sweet. And the reason I mention this is because A, I wish I'd learned to meditate when I was younger, and B, children are, by the very nature of the devices and media they interact with today, prone to a sense of a greater overwhelm than any generation in history. And the Mindfulness in Schools project, in association with the University of Exeter's Mood Disorder Centre, did a big paper on this, did a big study, and they concluded that mindfulness is therefore likely to have beneficial effects on the emotional well-being, mental health, ability to learn, and the physical health of school students. That's just one part of it. I'll link to the entire paper because it is actually really fascinating. But maybe you need to take 10 minutes off, but maybe your kids do too. Who knows? I just thought I'd put it out there. So whether you need a moment to yourself, really to yourself, and not just a moment where you stew, which I'm very guilty of doing, then these apps really are a fantastic resource and lifeline, and I hope they provide the space you need, if you need it, whenever it is that you find this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, please do email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or you can slide into my DMs on Instagram and Twitter, where I am at Emma Guns. It's always utterly brilliant to hear from you. There is obviously the Facebook group. Thousands of other listeners of the show are in this group, and we've been talking about all of the Christmas pods at some length in the forum. So click the link in the show notes, answer the questions and agree to the forum rules, and you'll be welcomed in with open arms and probably a fair amount of chat about Keanu Reeves. I can't do anything about it. I encourage it. I'm going to be honest. It makes the place even nicer. Let's just say that. Thank you so much for listening. I will see you on the next one.